and I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
Everyone, welcome to a special edition of Daytime After Dark. I love saying special edition. I don't know why. Tonight, guests, we have Tony Singing Eagle. And he will be on, so it will be a great show. It will probably be a 45-minute show tonight. And then tomorrow night, we have Will Andrews. From General Hospital Days of a Life, as the routines. So he will be on the show tomorrow night at 5 o'clock West Coast. Okay. Hi Tony.
Carly, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. I called in on the my studio line first. And just to be on the safe side, called in on the cell phone just in case you didn't recognize this new number. It's the number I used from back here when I'm recording. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I have to remember, you're doing the interview. I'm the interviewee, so I'll just be.
Yeah, I know. You know. It's okay. So I looked at a lot of your pictures, and I think you're a great photographer. And let's start with that. How did you fall in love with photography? Because whenever I take a picture, it never turns out. And so, you know, that's why I'm an interviewer, because I can't take pictures. Even selfie shots I can't take. So how did you start with that?
Well, you know, I think when I was at university, I'm dating myself here, but back in the 70s, I was always fascinated with I would see pictures taken and think of the lighting, particularly at night lighting. It fascinated me from like the way that they lit up buildings and things, and I began playing around with that and was always frustrated because I could not I couldn't replicate in the camera what my eye saw. It took me decades later to realize that your eye sees more than the camera is able to actually capture. But it was basically a fascination with light and shadows, and that's kind of what started it. Now I'm doing it commercially and artistically as best I can.
That sounds fun. That sounds really fun. So, like, commercially, what have you done?
Well, I've got, when I say commercial photography, I have a couple of clients, actually about two or three clients here in the Sacramento area that I work with on a regular basis. And one of them, a really good friend of mine, owns a construction company, and she has a lady, and the name of the company is She Can Too. And it was a great, great company, and we hooked up probably about 6 or 7 years ago. And I've become basically her media person. So I do it all. But on the photography side, I get to go out when they do repairs or additions or kitchen remodels and things. And I get to sort of document it and just do a free flow thing or whatever I want to shoot, so that later on the website, which is one of my websites, I'm able to post things in galleries. But I also I've evolved into her Facebook page. Whatever you call that, the guy that, you know, does the social media on a regular 2 or 3 times a week basis to just keep, you know, it's the thing of a company wants to keep its face in front of people.
Mm-hmm.
But I get to do it artistically, which is rather nice. I kind of like that.
Well, I think that's great. And so when you started it, I mean, by looking all the pictures, I loved it. And, I mean, living in in California, I'm jealous. I would love to live in California. You know, I've decided I'm not a winter person after all. Like, I was always thinking I was a winter person. No, I think I need sunshine. I think I need 90-degree weather more than, I don't know, in the summer.
You don't know Sacramento's weather very well. We have nonstop, what I call terminal sunshine, probably about 8 months out of the year where there's hardly any, literally hardly any rain, hardly any cloudy days. Every single day is hot and sunny. And then the other four and a half to five months of the year, it tries to get to be winter. We had winter here for 2 weeks. Now it's going back to springtime again. So this section of Northern California is very confusing. And where I grew up, we had four seasons, and they were, you know, equally distributed. But here it's – so you would do just fine down in the area that I'm in because it's just not that cold here.
I know. I've always loved California, always. I feel like when I – first, when I went to San Francisco, I really, 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 really wanted to stay. But then I looked at how much it would cost to rent the place. And then, you know, I kind of got depressed.
You have to take out a major loan, including your firstborn, I think, as collateral to live over there in San Francisco. The price is ridiculous.
And that is not my. So how did you get started with the whole Facebook and Twitter with all you? Because you also do music. You also compose music, I saw on your website. Which your website needs a little updating, Tony, but that's okay. My website needs a lot of updating.
In my own defense, I know where you're going with this, but I didn't realize you were going on to the website. I forgot to mention that website actually is under construction. My original website, which was the name of my company, which is my freelance company, La Celtico Media, I changed all of that over and went with TonySingingEagle.com because it's just easier to remember. And it took me, I finally took the original site down because it didn't represent what I do. I mean, I'm kind of an artist of four different arts. And so I split everything off for music, for web design, video production, and, of course, photography with different names. So what you've seen is my attempt to get it back online with the photography quadrant completed. But the web, music, and video they're still in limbo because I keep getting gigs. You know, I'm a freelancer, so I take what I can. And so that's what that was. The music, oddly enough, really came before anything else because I played my way through college on trumpet, believe it or not, in marching band and jazz band and all of that. But I started writing rather accidentally while I was in high school, because I had a friend who was much older than I am who had become a writer in college, and of course I looked up to him and I wanted to emulate, and I just dug what he did. I mean, my parents were jazz musicians, professional musicians, and so I grew up in that environment, and so I decided at a very early age I wanted to create sounds. I wanted to create music. Of course, I had no bloody idea what I was doing at that time. But then I got into college, and then I was fortunate enough to be able to subsequently go to probably one of the highest regarded music schools in the world, the Eastman School of Music in Rochester, New York. And that's where things really took off. And my composing and arranging and orchestrating and all of that stuff, film scoring, really came in. Now, that was way back in the 70s. And, of course, I've been writing music on and off ever since then. I'm actually I'm the musical director for a gentleman here in town named Peter Petty, and he's a dynamite performer. I'm working on a piece right now for myself for a 17-piece big band. So I kind of like it because I do a little music. I get to get up in the morning. I get paid for it. Then I do some photography, and then I do once in a while video production, and then web design, and so it's never boring. If, mind you, I don't get a lot because I'm a freelancer, but I figure I'm doing what I want to do and enjoying it and life at the same time, and I think that's what's important.
Well, yeah, and I mean, I really think because, you know, I come from the world of soaps a lot, interviewing. I think you should do a song for, you know, General Hospital. I really think you should just do a love song ballad for General Hospital because I'm telling you to. And, you know, when COVID gets older, people really don't want to say no to me.
Okay.
But
I guess I've been told.
Yeah,
I think that's a great
idea.
I think that is a great idea. But you know what I would love to do is, you know, you really just gave me an idea, seriously. And I think the term, the polite term is blowing smoke up one's posterior. I don't do that. But I really just gave me an idea because General Hospital music for years was very, very, very haunting, very, very pretty. The theme song,
yes,
that was the original, not the original, but the one back in the 80s or that everyone knows, Autumn Breeze. It's just some beautiful music. And, so, you know, that is not a bad idea, sort of a piece that is dedicated to the whole love in the afternoon idea.
Exactly.
Yeah, I should do that. I should think about that.
And I know who could sing backup for you. Not me, not me, not me. No, I mean, you and I know soap stars in the you know, medium, and so, you know, put,
yeah,
Sonia Eddy's voice on it.
I give anything to write for Sonia. Yeah, I would love.
Yeah,
to.
Yeah, I mean,
I told
because
Sonia,
I think,
yeah, many times, yeah.
I think Sonia could do a really good thing of it. And, you know, I mean, your music. I mean, I've tried writing music. Okay, I can sing, people. I think I sound really good in the style of people, but, you know, but otherwise, I'm not a good singer. But I have tried to with songs. And I just think, you know, soaps right now are missing the music of daytime. There's not a lot of music that, you know, back in the 80s and 90s, there was a lot of music. And I know it's all about the money, people. So on your typical day, what time do you wake up and what time do you start everything? Because I'm not a morning person. I am not a morning person. I need like 3 or 4 hours to even talk to a living person. That's how bad I am. So are you
like
early?
What's my kind of schedule?
I mean, yeah. Are you early morning riser?
When I was back in the New York days, I was much younger. I was in my 20s and 30s, early 30s, but I was very much a night person. I mean, I would stay up till all hours of the night and then just sleep in and do whatever I want to. And I thought, oh, God, I hate mornings. I can't stand them. And I have flipped around 180 degrees. I am usually up always by 6, sometimes 4:30 or 5 o'clock. You know, do the coffee, make sure the dog is, you know, is happy and taken care of. And then I'm liable to come right in here into the studio and do whatever I'm working on, whether it's video, web, photo, or whatever, and do the Facebook thing for Terry or, you know, writing music. Like this morning I got up and I have still, at the time I had about 32 bars left, 32 measures of music that I really needed to get composed and orchestrated today so that I could put them into the scoring program, because it's actually going to be hopefully performed in about a week. So I was on a time schedule. So I was up and running at very early hours. I'm finding that I go to bed. I'm going to sound so old. I'm usually in bed between 9 and 10 now. And I guess that's just the age thing. You know, it happens.
It is, I'm sorry. I'm trying.
What you have to do.
I'm trying to picture myself going to bed at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock every night. And, you know, I mean, I'm bad. I mean, I won't tell you how late I stay up, but just by the time you are up, that's the time sometimes I'm like, oh, I should try and go to sleep for a couple of hours. Yeah.
Well, you know, you just change, when if you change with age, I think, and that's just the nature of things. Oh, it's okay. I mean, I finally gave myself permission to age gracefully because I'm hitting next in about what is it? How many days is it? Well, on the 4th of February coming up, I'm hitting 64. So I said, you know, it's just okay. You can just age gracefully and just. That's just all right. Just knock it off.
Well, on your website, I mean, on your Twitter. So, what have you acted in? Let's go with that now.
Oh, acting. I'm a stage actor. I've not really done anything in front of the camera. In fact, I have a reputation here in town for being extremely reticent to get in front of any camera, just because they make me nervous. I'm fine behind it, but. If I get on stage, like community theater, you know, stage plays or musicals, I'm fine because the bigger the crowd in front of me, the better. In fact, I did, I actually have done what, maybe 3 or 4 shows, and then I did several shows, funny, playing bass in the pit band. So I would go back and forth between acting in one show and then doing the music in another show, but I think I did about 4 shows, and then I sort of said, well, I'm going to just kind of retire. And then I got pulled out of quote-unquote retirement, which I use the term loosely, for a show about 2 years ago. And in fact, I had a lovely conversation with Kathleen Gotti about that very show. She got wind that I was doing it, and I said, yeah, I got to come up with this Yorkshire, north of England accent, and I'm an old codger and all this. And she just totally got into the fact that I was having to, you know, do this bit. And I said, I just did it because a friend of mine couldn't get the part covered. He couldn't get anybody to do the part. So I said, I'll do it. No problem. So, but yeah, I'm a stage actor. I'm certainly, I mean, you know, the guys that I know and that you know, and you've had on the show, we nowhere in their, you know, capacity.
Well,
sort of
I mean, I still think you could go on dates and be, you know, Eduardo's best friend that comes to town, and, you know, because Eduardo A. Martinez is kind of, I love him, but right now when he kind of was trying to test a heel on Draco Gibson heads on in the last couple of weeks, you know, A and I need to have a very serious talk. And I know it's the role he's playing people. But, you know, I mean, there's just something you can do quietly, and that's one of them. And, yeah. You know, I mean, Kathleen Gotti, I love her. She's one of my favorite people. Oh, my God. She's one of my favorite people. She's been on here, about 3 or 4 times. And
yeah.
I met her in LA. And I met her in L.A., and I fell in love with her. The moment you meet her, you fall in love with Kathleen Gotti so easily. You forget the Dr. O, that terrible Dr. O that sometimes gets herself into trouble. And so I know you've been watching Zeno Hospital lately. So,
since about 81.
Okay, so this for my, you know, little fun trivia. Okay, so who is your favorite person on Zeno Hospital right now?
You talking character or actor? I have to split the both. And you know what? That's easy for me. Fanola Hughes just is. She's just dynamite. And her character. Anna Devane has. I've been with the show long enough. I go back to when she first came on and talk about being given license to allow that character to grow and show so many different levels, colors, and the lady has got a range, what we call in acting, a range that just won't quit. Every time you think, okay, well, she can't do anything new. She turns around and does something new and just blows your socks off. So, yeah, so Fanola, and she's somebody I've never spoken with her. I've never met her. She's one of the ones that I've not had the pleasure of connecting with. unlike Ian and some of the other guys. But, yeah, I would say Finola Hughes and her character, Anna Devane, absolutely, hands down.
See, for me, it's been Monique Bernard, hands down, signing my guy, no matter what. If he accidentally kills the whole town, I would be on Team Sunny. And also Amy Cannon. When Duke died, I was not okay. I was not okay. I would not talk. I didn't want to talk to anyone for a whole 2 days after they killed my Duke. Because it was senseless and wrong, and I'm still thinking he's not really dead. So for me, you know, Ian Buchanan was one of the guys from early that I watched that I fell in love with. And then when he won 2 Days of Our Life, B&B, I just followed his whole career. And, you know, I think Ian Buchanan is so wonderful. And I would love to interview him. So with that,
I hope you get to.
I know I want to so bad. So are you... Okay, I always ask people on the show this, so I have to ask you. So are you more like a takeout guy, or are you actually a cooking guy?
I have to be careful the way I answer some things, because I tend to look at myself and think, oh, my God, he does everything in the world. But believe it or not, I actually trained as a chef for a while. I actually am a French chef. I did some private personal chefing for a while, and I absolutely love to cook. Unfortunately, because of the economy and because being a freelancer, I don't get to do as much as I used to, not by a long shot. But I definitely cook. I don't take away and all of that stuff. I don't get into. I do occasionally like to go out, but in going by myself, it's kind of a drag. So I just prefer to cook here at the house. It's just a lot easier. It turned me loose on something like bœuf bourguignon or coq au vin or some of that stuff, and I just go to town because I'm so comfortable in the kitchen. But who's got time to do that these days? So
no. Okay. And see, my little cooking is... I can cook. I've tried. I failed. And you know what? The way I see it is most people are not meant to be cooks. This is what I'm thinking. Most people are not meant to be cooks because you go in the kitchen and you cook this great meal and it's so delicious. But then you have to clean it up afterwards. And I am not that organized person about, I am like, I really don't want to go back in the kitchen and clean it. So, you know.
Can I pass something on to you that might be of assistance? One of the things that we learned, while I was doing the kind of the restaurant thing, and which I was able to, actually was able to apprentice in some pretty nice restaurants under some good, really good chefs. But one of the things you learn is you clean as you go. And so you do the first thing and you keep an eye on the sink and the stuff over there. And as soon as something, this now has to boil for a while, I'm immediately over there cleaning up, because what happens is if you just clean a little bit at a time, let it dry, you go back to the cooking. By the time you get to the end, you just have the dinner plates, which is really nice. So I developed the thing. I just clean as I go. It's just so much easier. And you just get that mentality happening. Like, I am not going to have one thing except what was on the table and possibly the stuff that was served out, and depending on how you what kind of meal you have. But boy, does it make life so much easier if you just clean as you go.
I'm going to try that next time. I make really good brownies, people. And really good brownies.
Do you make Christmas fudge? Do you remember the old Christmas fudge?
No, I don't. That's my grandma's department. That is my grandma's department. And she still won't give me the recipe yet.
Because I'm trying to find the recipe for Christmas fudge.
I am not old enough yet in her mind. I guess I have to be like 80 to get the recipe. But my brownies people, my brownies people, if you, okay, I figured something out when I was baking them. Okay, so you had a hard day and you want to cook these brownies. If you add rum or a little wine to your brownies, they are so delicious.
And you don't need a lot of it,
but just a little.
I'll tell you another little secret about when you're doing anything that has chocolate in it, that uses like chocolate chips or chocolate, where you have to melt the chocolate. What I love to do, and this is actually, this is an old Julia Child technique, is you melt the chocolate in rum, a little bit of dark rum, because the liquid helps it. The liquid helps the chocolate melt. And of course, you have to use a double boiler and be very careful. But that liquid, the alcohol, helps it melt. The heat is not high enough to burn the alcohol. Also, the alcohol sort of stays in there, which is rather nice. You can also use like espresso or like a very strong coffee to melt chocolate. But yeah, that's an old trick. So keep that in mind. Yes, rum and chocolate, they go together. Cognac is really good with chocolate also.
Yeah, well, the thing about me and fires, I don't want to start any fires because I've learned I can burn down places. And since I have pyromaniacs in my family, I got scared of fire because of this reason, because I'm thinking, you know, I mean, I used to love the whole candles in the bathroom and stuff until I almost set one on fire. So people out there, don't
careful.
Do the candles. Don't. It's dangerous and stupid. Or like
well,
my mom would say, idiot.
Part of life is making mistakes and then learning from them. But there are some mistakes that it's rather difficult to come back from. So, yeah, you have to be careful, especially with fire.
Well, yeah. And so what is the next thing people can look for that you will be working on with the music you were just working on today? What else you will you be doing?
Well, you know, I'm other than calling into shows like this and hopefully not making a pest of myself. I mean, you know, you know the various people that I've come to know actually through doing this. What am I doing? I'm finishing this composition. It's a it's something that is important to me because it's, well, I found this, there's a big band here in town. When I use the term big band, that's like, if you were to go back to Johnny Carson, the Tonight Show, when Johnny had the band and Doc had the band, that big band, that's a 17-piece, what they call big band, jazz band. I found a group of people here in Sacramento I didn't even know they existed. And these guys are as good. They're pros. They're professionals. They sight read stuff, like whatever you throw at them. They're all probably teachers in various schools. And they got wind of who I was and what I had done before and where I went to school. And so they invited me to write for them. So this chart that I'm doing, this arrangement, is hopefully my foot in the door. Because I'm not getting paid for this one, and that's fine, because once in a while I need to just do stuff for me. My other client, like, he called me today, Peter, and said, like, oh, I got it. I got this chart. I got to do this David Bowie chart. I said, yeah, I'll get it done for you. And I get paid for those, but sometimes I just need to do things for myself. The photography is the same way. I need to, once in a while, I like to do what I call cloud chasing. Because I like I call them skyscapes. I try to make art with the sky. And of course, when you have blue sky with nothing there, it's a bit boring. So in this particular time here in Sacramento, you can get some rainy stuff happening and then end up with these just gigantic cloud escapes, I call them, cloud figures, and they constantly keep changing. So I get the feeling sometimes I want to just put everything down, grab the Nikon, and just jump in the car and go chase them. But right now I'm just, you know, as a freelancer, you do your, you know, I don't know about yourself, but I don't, I haven't worked in an office or anything since 06. Right before the crash, I got laid off, and I said when that happened, I said, you know, if I think what I want to do now is just do what I want to do, and if I make a living at it, fine, and if not, at least I tried. Somehow, it's not a lot of money at all, but I'm able to make a living, so I kind of do what comes my way. I have a new website, which is coming up, not my website. I have a new client that asked me to do a website for them, and I need to start on that probably in about a week and a half. So I'll be doing, again, web design. So I keep switching hats back and forth.
Put
the music down and then put the web design thing on. And when I, you know, in my web design stuff, I try to do everything custom. It's all hand designed. It's all, everything is made to order for the client so that it gives the best possible. I want to make their phone ring for them. And I just don't, I don't believe that I can do that with, what is this, WordPress and templates and stuff. I just think that's a bunch of rubbish. So I end up trying to do everything as best I can, graphically speaking. So, yeah, so that's the next thing that I'm looking at is I'm going to be doing another website for someone. And then who knows, it's whatever comes along.
Well, yeah, you just reminded me. I have to do two stories for this newspaper that asked me about soaps and football, and it was supposed to be due like this coming week. Okay, mm-hmm. For me, I can do everything last moment, and I can just sit down and write it, and in like 25 minutes, everything comes together. Thank God I have that. You know, I can just rip something out because I totally forgot about it until you mm-hmm. were talking about your upcoming projects. Yeah, I should have wrote that down, but I forgot, and, great, that's not good. I've been doing this playoff fever, Tony. This is what's wrong with me. I've been more worried about the Seahawks getting into the playoffs than I've been worried about my own little career here, and then because I have a lot of people coming on the show, and I'm like, oh, and it's football season two. Okay, this is not good. So really, you know, I will be happy and sad when football season ends because I can have a lot more time to write because I write the screenplay. I mean, I've been trying, and then my computer crashed about 3 weeks ago, and I had about an 800-page screenplay, and it crashed, and now I have to start all over.
You had how many pages?
800.
800 pages. You've got, wow. That's not one film, because one page equals
one minute
of.
Yes,
really,
see, this is my problem. Because I start writing, and I look at the clock, and it's like I'm like 8:30. I start writing, and then, you know, I look at the clock again, and it's, 3:30 in the morning. Yeah.
Do you use a software program for script writing?
No. Right now, I'm doing all on Microsoft Word, and then, when I find someone to take it to, then I will tune in and see what they think. But it was almost done before the crash, so now I have to start all over. But the thing about me, I remember everything I write. I have this photographic memory, which is really good. I remember really weird dates that other people forget. So, I have to get back to that when I get my Microsoft Word back. But we better take phone calls because, we have some calls on the line.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, really? I thought President Obama upset, turned that around, and I didn't get a chance to have anyone call in.
No, well, I was the State of the Union. Well, I don't call it the State of the Union address. I call it the State of Clapping address, because all they do is clap, clap, clap. I'm okay.
Yeah, of course.
So really, I mean, I watched it for like 3 minutes, and then I got bored with it. Let's see. David, we are going to David. Hey, David.
Hello.
Hey, David.
Hello. Oh, you got me first. I thought you were going to get the other one first.
No. I'm just making sure you're on your little good behavior tonight.
How are you tonight, Carly? You sound like you're in good form.
Did you have any questions for Tony?
Well, actually, Tony, it's a pleasure to meet you, by the way.
Well, thank you.
I'm curious to know about the kind of music you're doing, and I'm also, I love that we have someone, I'm talking to someone who knows what I'm talking about when it comes to cooking. I love cooking. I had a list of things I wanted on my Amazon, you know, like a birthday Christmas list thing. And
right.
One of the things on there is Master in the Art of French Cooking.
Oh, yes. I have both volumes, one and two.
Someone, God bless them, paid for the book. So I'm getting that coming just in time for my birthday. So this is my
good
this
for
my
you.
Birthday.
Oh,
yeah.
You will love that. You will love that book, yes.
I've read them in the library. You know, I went to the library and picked up copies and read them. Julia, I found that Julia, she has a lot of good ideas, but a lot of the time, in practice, you have to adjust a little bit from the original instructions.
Oh, yes, always.
Yeah, I mean, I love Julia, I love her ideas, but there are times when, no offense, but the bleep lies about how easy it is.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I would not have actually become a personal chef had it not been for her, because the whole thing.
I know. I'm looking to get into being a chef, and Julia is one of my inspirations. So is Martha, of course. it's hard to really explain to people who aren't doing what you're doing. You know what I mean? I try to explain it to my family, but sometimes they're like, what?
I think that people have forgot. I think that we've, in general, because of the, how can I say it? The culture has become so, I want it yesterday and I need it right now sort of mentality, you know, what I call
mm-hmm.
the McDonald's mentality.
Tony, the truth is, I know people far too often who, how should I best put this, have trouble waiting for popcorn to come out of the microwave.
Yes, I know. Yeah,
exactly. Isn't that painful sometimes?
It is. It's very much. Well, I go to the market, the food market, and see what people have in their baskets. Sometimes I just marvel. It's like, do you have any idea how to actually just prepare food rather than just.
A lot of it has all these preservatives and all these horrible things that really are not good for us at all.
Yes. I applaud you for wanting to go in that direction and for having an appreciation for. I know that there's a person that has been on this show before, and is a friend of mine, Teo Penglis. That man can cook. He is a marvel in the kitchen from what I've Yes,
oh.
he is. Next time you get him, well, he just wrote the book, Seducing Celebrities One Meal at a Time. I mean, come on. He's fantastic.
Tony, speaking of books, I'm actually writing one myself, but I'm like Julia in that I test all my recipes. I test every single recipe that comes my way before I ever put it into the book. So naturally, because I'm testing all the recipes, it takes forever to do this.
Of course.
I love it. I absolutely love doing it. I just got a recipe that a friend of mine found online and sent to me by email. And it's really criminally easy to do, but it tastes like something you get in a four-star restaurant.
Sometimes the simplest things are, you know, taste the best. I'll tell you what, if I pass one thing on to you from what I've learned, if you can master the art of sauces, that is going to open up unless you already have, of course.
Oh my God!
That
is, you mentioned sauces.
That opens up an entire world to you.
Yes, because I've been experimenting with them myself. It's interesting. Some sauces. I mean, I'm still not quite gravies, which is a related subject. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm still not quite there with gravies, but some of the sauces. The textures and tastes are really good. But the other thing I wanted to comment with about your without the music thing and what you said about General Hospital and other shows, there's a lot of that they used to have a lot of good stuff on soaps, but they don't do that anymore. You know?
I know, and I listened to the under what's called the underscore, the background
right,
music,
right?
And it's obviously, and there's nothing wrong with this. It's just that that's what they can pay the writer, and the writer is basically a keyboard player.
When General Hospital was in its phase, when it used Faces of the Heart, they found ways to make underscore music. And it was almost like a love letter to that song. There was all these different themes and scores for different things, and they all meshed. They all mixed together and they fit together. It was like the music was part of the storytelling, and they don't do. I actually would love to start my own soap. I've been dreaming about doing one for years, but I don't have as much. I can sing a little bit, but I don't have as much experience with writing music, but
mm-hmm.
Or composing music. But I'd love to. If I ever did a show, I would love to have one where the music was part of was like a character in of itself, as part of the story.
Right. I'm not so sure that at this point where they're when they're doing it, I can kind of tell, being a composer, somebody that I actually work with a pencil and a score pad. Then I put it into Finale, which is program in the computer, and so it's more organic for me. And I can usually tell the difference between when someone has actually written something out, orchestrated it out, and then recorded it, versus just sitting down at a synthesizer and just sort of following along with the picture and you know basically the silent film kind of thing where you just sort of make moods. One is composing and one is just diddling to me.
Right.
Basically.
I found a guy on YouTube. If I can pass on something to you, find this guy on YouTube. His name is called Lucas King, and he does these great instrumental pieces, and they're so soulful. And some of them are original; others are covers of other programs, movies, so on, shows, video games, so on. But he is so talented. He has this knack for being able to put heart into the compositions that he does. Either his own variation on other pieces, and then he has his own original stuff. Look this guy up, called Lucas King.
Yeah, I will. David, can I ask may I ask where you're from, or where you're calling from?
Well, I'm calling from Connecticut.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm out in Connecticut.
Well, you're my first call in, and I just because I was dreading that part, to be honest. Because I've been the one usually to call in, to these guys that these actor folks and everything, and I'm not, I told Carly, I said like, I'm really not anybody special. I just, but then I got somebody tell me the opposite last night. So.
Think of it this way. We are all special in our own ways.
Of course.
You know, I mean, it doesn't matter if I don't think I'll ever be famous, or if I ever do, I'll probably hate it on some level if I ever became famous.
Okay, David, we have another call coming. So, David, I love you. You know I do, but you know, you two would talk all night if I let you two.
Well, how about this? After the official part, why don't you stick around, and then if you join in on us, we have an after-show kind of thing afterwards, and it would be great to have you join in our after-show.
I'm not sure if I can. I've got to get back to. I've got this music piece that I've got to get done by the end of the week.
Yeah, but he will be back on the show.
Well, I'll tell you what.
If Carly will have me back, I would love to come back.
Do me a favor and give him my phone number, and he can call me anytime, and we can talk for hours about whatever, cooking, what have you.
Okay.
I think I just found a soulmate here, so please.
No problem.
Okay, perfect. That's fine by me. David,
yep.
I have to let you go, honey, but I will put you on mute. Okay, you found your little soulmate tonight, Tony. sorry.
Well,
I
appreciate it calling in.
Oh, yeah. 814, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, Tony. It's Marianne.
Made my night, girl. How are you?
Good. You didn't have to kick poor David off. I could have waited a little bit.
Poor David. Poor David, Marianne. Poor David. Okay.
Yeah.
Now I found David as soulmate, and Tony will make my life a lot easier. Hey, and
thank you,
I know. I'm horrible. Marianne, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
I caught about like the last about 15-20 minutes of the show. I wanted to be able to call in and see
that
how
means
you know.
An awful lot to me. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I saw everything posted on Facebook and that you were doing the show tonight, so I wanted to.
Yeah, it's like
in.
I told somebody here.
It sounded like it went well.
Yeah. It's so far so good. It's actually not that uncomfortable. I thought it would be.
I know. But no, Marianne. I'm gonna tell Tony he's welcome back. Anytime, you know, when he gets bored and he doesn't have anything to do, if he ever wants to be a little other co-host and, you know, kind of because I figured something out when you talked with David. You and David can be little buddies, and this is, like, going to be great.
He's a busy man, though, I hear.
David, if
you
have
a project going on.
But I know you have I don't mean every time we have a show or anything. But, you know, with a lot of our interviews coming up, I think you would love talking to more of the guys that I'm getting in. And, you know, I'm finding that I'm interviewing more guys than girls. I don't know what's with women and me. But guys, I can get an interview in 2 seconds. Women,
mm-hmm.
they have to think about it. And, you know, except caffeine and Lynn Herring and all that, and Laura White. But yeah, Marianne, you are welcome and call in any time. And don't worry, Tony is in very good hands, and I told him not to be nervous.
Oh, no, he did very well.
Well, I have to admit, I spoke with a very dear friend last night, Ms. Eddie, and she put me in my place, and she said, just get over it and just enjoy yourself. So,
oh, yeah, just be yourself.
That's what you kind of told me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just be yourself.
No, how are you
any
doing?
Any questions you want to ask Tony Marion?
Yes, please,
any?
Ask me a question. I'd love that.
Yeah.
You put me on the spot. I didn't have a question. I was just going to make a comment.
I have a question for both of you, if I may.
Yes.
Okay, I'm using my studio recording equipment that I do for voiceovers. I know I'm coming through okay, but I'm not too loud or anything. Is it all right volume-wise?
No, it's fine.
Is it clear? Okay, because I'm not using the cell phone tonight. I'm actually using the microphone in the big rig.
Well, Marianne, thanks for calling, and we have a couple more calls, And but you are welcome anytime on the show. And tomorrow night we will be having Real Anderson Andrews from X-Taker from General Hospital and All My Children at the Rotunda at 5 o'clock West Coast time.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Yep.
Okay.
Thanks.
Good luck.
Have
Tony.
A great night.
Bye-bye.
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 Okay, and our next call is Alvin. Hi, Alvin.
Hello, Carly. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Tony, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine. Thank you.
Did you ever watch Santa Barbara, which was the first soap that A. Martinez worked on him, and he won an Emmy for working on that soap?
I didn't. I'm kind of one of these people that it was a really freak accident that I got into General Hospital. I was working at an ABC affiliate in Colorado in television station. That's how I got my video training. And they put me up front to man the phones during lunch. I think maybe 1 o'clock or so. I can't remember what the time was. And it just happened to be the day that Luke and Laura got married. And it hooked me on that. It hooked me on that show. Now, I got into the show, and I was very comfortable with that, but never thought twice about checking out other soaps. The only other soap that I had ever seen in my life was Dark Shadows. So I have to plead ignorant with a lot of these. I know A was on there. I know that, like, for example, Ian was on, I think, 3 or 4 different soaps. And I'm familiar with them, but I actually have never watched them. And to this day, I'm still trying to get into Days of Our Lives, and I just can't make the switch over. It's nothing against Days. Days looks great. But to answer your question, unfortunately, no. I know about it, but I never watched it.
Yeah, okay. All right, take care. Thanks for answering my question. Good night. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Alvin. Talk to you later.
All right. Night.
Okay, bye-bye. We have another call. Hi, you're on the air with Tony and Carly.
Hello, is it me?
Yes. Yes.
Hi, how are you? Hey, Carly. Hey, Tony. It's Ian.
Hi, Mr. Buchanan. Hi.
Oh, Happy New Year.
Mr. Buchanan, I am a really, 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 really big fan of yours. Ask Tony. And I would love to interview you on the show sometime. It would be a dream come true. Because
okay, we'll do that. I'm leaving to do a movie this week, and I'll be gone for 5 weeks. When I get back, I'd love that. I'll set that up.
Tony has my email address, and Tony, you may give it to Ian, of course, Mr. Buchanan.
Okay, great. I'd love that. Thank you, Carly.
Yeah, I just want to say before I let you ask Tony anything, I cried when Duke died. I'm not over it. I will never be over you dying, and you and Monique Bernard has such the greatest chemistry of Sonny and Duke's friendship that I fell in love with you guys all over again.
Wow. Well, thank you. I love Maurice, and we had a great time together. We had a wonderful, wonderful time together. And I cried when I died, I have to admit.
The way you died, I'm never going to forgive Carlos Ozulian for this. I haven't. I mean, Duke is my guy. Duke is my guy, and I got even mad at Anna for, you know, yelling at you all the time for going back to the mall. But, okay, you're here for Tony, I know, but I'm kind of fangirling out right now. Tony, take over.
I'm here.
Hi, Tony. How are you?
It's so good to hear your voice. It's been donkey's years since we've talked. How you been?
Yeah. I've been good. How has this gone to you this evening? I didn't get to
you
listen.
Know,
I literally just got home and
well, you know, I'll tell you what.
I have to chime in.
Yeah, and you know, I'm sure Carly will. I'm sure she'll upload the, you know, the archive or whatever. There's a way of doing that. But no, it's gone. It's gone. When the invitation came, I have to admit it was a bit of a shock. But you know, I'm getting over myself, as they say, and it's been absolutely thoroughly enjoyable.
When you get over yourself, like, send me pointers, I can get over myself too.
Oh, come on. You know, this is how we met. And it was four something years ago, and you were still on Days. You'd just come off of Days, and I said, what would you do if ABC called, blah, 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 and they resurrected Duke and everything? And, of course, I know in hindsight you probably knew that it was going to happen, but I thought this is how we met, is on this kind of weird, strange talking through space bit and, you know, in cell phones and whatnot. And I'm actually not on a cell phone. I'm back in my recording studio using the big rig.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So you sound just wonderful. We, you know, in general, are you doing anything television wise anytime soon? We miss you.
No, I'm not. I'm going to do this movie, The Temple, and I'll be in China and Bhutan for 5 weeks. I leave on Friday, and I'm kind of excited about that. But TV-wise, no, I haven't. I really haven't. I've been sort of just kind of like laying low and doing like my voiceover stuff and and little stage stuff, stage readings of plays and things. But no, I haven't jumped back into that whole television thing.
You know, and that, you know, and I mean, things have their time. And is the Citizens Band coming back?
Yes, it will next year for the election. This year, actually, of course.
I would think so. Yes. I'm glad to hear that. I'm really glad to hear that.
We'll be out there making noise.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Buchanan, you could always go back to Bowdoin the Beautiful. I mean, I'm still lobbying.
You know what? I could. Yes. I love that show and I love that character and I had a great time with it. So.
But I will tell you, I'm still lobbying for them bringing Duke back. Don't worry. I'm not going to let this rest because this was a wrong death to do, and I will say it until I'm blue in the face. You know, they didn't have to put Son in jail and kill Duke. They did not have to have Sonny that vulnerable. So I will fight for you until, you know, I mean, would you want to come back and then a hospital?
I have loved it there, like, over the years. I've loved it. Yeah, sure. But, you know, things change and everything changes and, you know. So,
I know, but, you were brilliant on Days of Our Life, but I wasn't really happy with you on Days of Our Life. I mean, I love the acting, but the character and the way you died on Days, that was good too. But, you know, Duke for me is number one, and Tony
die on Days. Like, no, hold on a second.
Oh, wait, you didn't? Oh, God. Okay,
no,
sorry.
I'm still alive on Days, so I still can, like, hold on to that.
Hey, Ian.
Yes.
I know it's my time, so to speak, but, you know, it's irrelevant. I actually have a question for you I've never asked you, but of all of the, and just confined to the soap business, of all the parts that you played, do you have a personal favorite that just, I mean, I know it's a gig, it's a job, you do what the words on the paper say, but in terms of the character that you were allowed to develop in these various shows, do you have one that's a favorite to you that's kind of special?
I think I have to say James Warwick on Bold and Beautiful.
I had a feeling it was that.
And
yes.
Of course, I would say Duke, but I preferred Duke this last time around, though. I preferred him like a little older, and I kind of liked this last go around, but absolutely James Warwick for 7 years and then several years, like, just popping in and out. I love that character.
I kind of thought so, yeah, because that seemed to be a real fan favorite.
Yeah,
real fan
favorite.
There.
I thought it was a great character. I think for me as an actor to actually kind of mature with and grow up with, and just I loved it.
Carly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Carly asked
me
earlier.
Yep, I'm just letting you two talk.
Yeah, no, I just I
want
to let Nia talk. Carly asked me earlier.
I love you playing James on B2. And, you know, you and Susan Flannery were great on there together. And, you know, I would love to see you back on B&B. Heck, we need Ian Buchanan back in our life 5 days a week. That's all I care about.
You're very sweet, Carly. I appreciate that. And maybe, who knows, maybe that'll happen. So we'll see.
Okay. Tony, any other questions that you have for Tony?
I just wanted to let you know, so Ian, Carly asked me earlier in terms of GH, who my favorite character or who my favorite person was, character and actor. And I said, hands down, it absolutely has to be Finola Hughes because of the
totally.
Just incredible depth and, you know, I mean, she's got a range that just won't quit. I'm going to ask a favor of you, small one. Next time you see her, if you can remember a little-known person that she probably has no idea who I am, just let her know that I said that.
I will, absolutely. We were all together on Saturday. I'll probably speak to you on Friday. We were at the Art of Elysium event. I was there with Rebecca, and Finola was honored with her husband, Russell Young. So it was like it was very nice. We were all there. But I will definitely tell her that. Yeah.
Thanks, mate. I appreciate that.
All right.
And,
I'm going to go.
Yeah.
As soon as
you're done with the movie, please contact me because you have been my dream interview to get.
Absolutely. I will absolutely do that, and I look forward to that, and I thank you very, very much, and I wish you all the very, very best for this coming year and send you, great support and love and happiness. And, Tony, Happy New Year, my friend, and I will speak to you, very, very soon.
Thank you. As the Irish say, slán.
Thank you. Have a
Thank
great
you.
Night.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye. Okay. Okay.
That just made my night.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You mean your night? You know how I feel about Ian.
No, that's why it made my night.
Oh,
That's
thank
why.
You, Tony. Hi, Maggie. You're on the air with us.
Oh, my God, Ian. He was really on the air tonight.
Yes, I know.
Hi, Tony. Thank you so much for doing our show. Your interview was delightful. I'm really enjoying it.
No problem. Who is this again, please?
Maggie from Chicago.
Maggie from Chicago, my surrogate mom and my best friend in the whole wide world.
Well, hello.
Oh, hello. Wasn't it sweet of him to call in to speak with you, Tony?
Somehow I knew that was going to happen.
I looked up and I said, you know, I just had a good feeling about that call, so I took it. I'm Tony. David is texting me, asking me if I can get you two in touch. Now, I'm willing to say yes, but I have to check with you. He really wants to talk more with you.
Well,
you have inspired though, David.
Well, I'm glad to know that. I would be more than delighted to perhaps have him contact me through social media.
Okay,
Facebook request, yeah.
He's not on
request.
Facebook or Twitter, that's the problem. Maggie, did you have any other questions for Tony?
Tony took care of all of them when you guys were talking, and I love to cook.
Yes,
you
love
have
to cook.
Clean it. As you cook, you clean it. And really,
clean as you go, absolutely.
Yes,
And remember what Julia Child said, and I'm deadly serious about this. Above all else, enjoy yourself.
I love it.
You have to come back. You have to come back whenever you have time, because, you know, And I know you early. I mean, early. Yeah, you early riser, and you you will be going to bed in like an hour or two. With yeah, but Maggie and I, yeah, that would be hard, wouldn't it, Maggie? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, Maggie.
Can I ask something? The powers that be, if you are listening to the show tonight, would you please bring back Ian and Tony and General Hospital? We want them back very, very badly.
Yes. And Tony, yeah, we loved having you. And please come back anytime. You know,
I would be
and
lovely.
Yeah, and what we thought was going to be a half an hour or so. Well,
no,
it turned into
fine.
An hour and 5 minutes, and Obama didn't really screw us up tonight. So,
in terms of the possibility in the future of, you know, maybe doing some co-hosting with you, we can talk about that. I think that would be a lovely thing.
Okay, and remember, people buy Powerball tickets. Okay, people. It's like a, you know, up to $1 billion. Okay.
1.5.
Well, 1.5. Okay. And think about this. We could own ABC, NBC, and CBS. If we win, I would bring Ian back. That would be the first thing I would do with ABC.
May I make a suggestion? Carly?
Sure.
Okay, there's
yeah.
a couple of people that I would very much recommend you try to get on the show. Christopher Pinnock is one, for sure.
Yes.
He was on GH. He is a major staple from General Hospital for several
mm-hmm.
years. Lives up in Idlewild up in the mountains. He's an absolute nutcase. He's a crazy person.
Great.
And I mean that with much, much love. He would be, I don't know if he does these shows, but if you want, I can sound him out and let him know that you might
yes.
be interested.
Yes,
the
please.
Other person
Ooh.
That I would really seriously suggest is Michael Fairman, who interviews
oh,
these people.
Oh, I love him.
Yes, I have put word out to him, and I'm just waiting for Michael Fairman to get back in touch with me, because I think with after the holidays, you know, a lot of people are just now getting back to work. Even though it's the 12th, a lot of people are
catching
just,
up.
You know, daytime work is coming back today or yesterday. And and we would love, like I said, we would love to have you back anytime. And if you have any other ideas, you know, just call me. Since you're not a texter, you know, yeah. If I win the billion, I'm giving you a smartphone. Yes,
oh,
I
no,
decided
no.
that earlier.
I'm one of the last holdouts for these things. Because you see, the reason I don't have one is by choice. I see people wandering about like zombies, staring at them all day, and I just don't
mm-hmm.
want to do that. It's just not.
Oh
my
yeah,
thing.
I'm.
I can't handle that. It makes me crazy.
My dad gets mad at all of us kids when we go out for dinner, and all of us are looking for, you know, with our phone.
Mm-hmm.
And so he takes away my phone during dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, Dad, what if I get a text from someone? It can wait. But, Dad, mm-hmm. I need my phone. So, yeah, when we have our family dinners, yeah, we get our phone taken away, which, you know, I think is a really good idea.
And you're talking right now to a 64-year-old fart, and I tend to side with your dad.
My dad is 66, but I taught him how to text. Quickly and more efficiently with his, because he owns a plumbing job, so he's a little grateful for me for teaching him that. But, you know, therefore, you know, but even with the grandkids are like looking at their little tablet, and it really bothers them. And he goes, put that away. I'm like, kid, just put away. He doesn't, you know, I mean, you know, I can see why you are holding out, but I can see the flip side of not having a smartphone. You know, I really can. But we would love to have you back soon. Really, 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 really soon.
You will have me back. You will have me back. Oh, and by the way, for that fact, Finola Hughes, I don't know if she's ever been on one of these shows, but there's one for you right there.
Yes. I will tell you later about that. Got something about that for you.
Me too.
Yeah. Right, and so thanks for calling in. And
Maggie, thank you so much for calling in. And we've sort of shuffled you to the sidelines. I apologize.
That's okay.
Tony, give me a call this week. And go relax. Go have your dinner if you haven't already ate. And
dinner's
just go
done.
Relax.
I gotta go. Yeah, actually, I'm getting ready to go back up to the front room by the piano. I got to write more music, so.
Don't stay up too late tonight.
Oh, I can't. You know me. Betty buys 10 o'clock.
I know. Okay, well, call me this week sometime.
Okay. All right. When will the show be? Does it automatically archive on your website?
Yes.
About
2 hours.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Cool. So anybody
okay,
that
have a great night.
Cool. All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Carly. Have a great night, everybody.
Yes. Thank you. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow. You did it again, girl.
Did I sound like a dork when I was talking to Ian Buchanan?
No, but I sound like a dork when I talked after Ian.
Okay.
Oh my God,
he
actually called.
I know. hi, David. The two Davids are on. Hi, guys.
I'm almost sorry. Carly, I'm almost sorry that you muted me and then Ian came on because I'm a big fan of his, too. So I was oh, my gosh, you're killing me here.
I'll tell you, that
was just, you know, I'm still stunned that he called in.
You and I, and hi, David.
Hi.
David, did you want to talk to Tony? Now I'm going to feel bad because I didn't see you put number one up, so I didn't know. Now I'm going to feel bad tonight.
Oh, no.
No, it's my fault. No, I was watching TV and I got quit on TV. So.
Okay, well, I would feel really guilty.
Don't feel guilty because this is one of your best interviews to date, and that says something. You've done a lot of great interviews, and this one's the best one to date so far.
We love you, Dave. All of our guys.
You know, all I gotta say, guys, is my heart. Remember how it was in the Seahawks game, Maggie?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's like that again.
That's what it's doing. It's bustling like crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And tomorrow night, boys, we will have Real Anderson from Zenner Hospital. As the Bertrands take good on also tomorrow night.
Oh, my goodness.
So what did you guys think of that?
I thought that that's a good idea, getting the idea of having Finola Hughes get on your show. That would be a real coup, too. She's a good actress. You know?
Well, it's been one of those amazing nights on Daytime After Dark.
Well, Carly, you know, every time when you have a show, I never know what to expect. I know it's going to be good, so.
Yeah, I agree.
And I'm glad I found your new little soulmate. I feel so proud of myself now.
Well, you know, the thing of it is now, see, he wants me to contact him through social media, but I got off social media for a number of reasons. One of them being that I started feeling very uncomfortable on social media. I saw a lot of negativity on there, and I just
too much.
Yeah. So I don't do social media for my own peace of mind. And I haven't felt this relaxed since, you know, the entire time I was on it. I miss some of it, don't get me wrong, but I do email, I do phone, I do texting, definitely do, but I don't do social media anymore. And frankly, it's been almost a relief that I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Because all the negativity on message boards and Twitter. I mean, I'll stick my head in. I don't log into my. I delete my accounts, but I'll log on and look at some of the stuff just to make sure that just to remind myself of why I don't respond anymore. And it hasn't changed. It's the same old crap every time. So that's why he's going to have to call me or text me or email me because I just cannot deal with that kind of drama. Again, I'm just not in the place for it.
Yeah, do what's best for you.
Yeah, and I will give him your email contact, David.
Yeah, I'll tell you. I mean, he actually could be a big help to me because I was thinking about this, and he's doing voiceover work. I want to get into voiceover work. There's a studio literally a block away from my house that I go to and do voiceover work if I needed to. But I have no one to really pitch, you know, my voice sample
mentor
to, you know, stuff like that. And
mentor,
you know, it's like a perfect pairing there. He knows what to do, where to go. He's done this kind of stuff. I could learn from him big time.
You could be your mentor.
Okay.
That would help.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And so you guys, it's time to end the show tonight, but we will be back tomorrow night at 5 p.m. West Coast, and then we'll be back on Friday night doing Soapy Set
Now, Carly, I don't want to spoil anything, but those of you who've watched Days of Our Lives, oh, my gosh, I'll tell you.
My cell phone.
I know.
My playground is gone.
Well, you know what? He was hoping he rises, that the Phoenix rises again, but still, that was.
I think he'll come back. He'll come back.
Tony. I mean, not Tony. David. I don't think he will come back this time. I really don't.
Well,
I hold out hope.
I hold out hope because you know what? The old man, basically, you know, the actor who plays Stefano. I've always liked the way. I always loved the character. I love the actor. I'd love for him to come on the show, to be honest with you.
We'll see you guys all tomorrow night.
To meet him. But, yeah, I mean, there are a lot of good actors that I think would be great on this show. But you're right. You have a lot more men than women. But even then, there's some that I'd love to get, but that you haven't been able to get. Van Hanses. I'd love to see you get him on the show. I'd love to get Jonathan Jackson on the show. He'd be a good one to get. Particularly because, you know, there are some people who have talent, you know, like Jonathan Jackson. He has a good, he has musical talent. And I'd love to have him, you know, if he ever has like a single or something to promote or something, it'd be cool if he could promote it on the show. You know,
Nation is his group.
Yeah. So, you guys, we are gonna end it because I don't want to lose my voice tomorrow night. But
my voice isn't feeling so great myself. For some reason, my tongue feels all. You know, sometimes your tongue feels a little like swollen or whatnot. I don't know why, but mine is feeling really weird today.
Well, maybe it's a loser reaction. Take care, you guys, and talk to you guys all tomorrow night.
Bye.
Bye.
Good night.
God bless.
Good night. See you on the flip side.